Hey everyone and welcome. Today we're taking a deep dive into air quality engineering.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about maybe jumping into this field, we're going to cover pretty much everything you need to know.
Absolutely.
From what the job actually is like to what the job market's looking like.
Yeah.
And even some surprising places where the jobs are.
Totally.
And maybe even a few little surprises along the way.
Yeah. Definitely a lot of things are changing in this field really fast.
Yeah. That's what I'm excited to get into. I mean, yeah. When I think of engineering, I think, you know, bridges and buildings, not necessarily the air.
That's the old school engineering. This is the future.
So really, what is air quality engineering?
Well, it's using science and engineering to clean the air.
Okay.
Make it safer for everybody.
So kind of like detective work almost.
Yeah.
You're tracking down the sources of pollution.
You got it.
And then figuring out how to stop it.
Yeah, and it's getting more and more important. Like the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they're projecting something like 7% growth for environmental engineers.
Wow.
Between 2023 and 2033. So like that's faster than average for most jobs out there.
7% growth? That's a lot.
Yeah.
What's driving that?
Well, a few things. First, people are realizing how bad air pollution is.
Oh, yeah.
For people and the planet, we're talking like respiratory illnesses, climate change, all that. But also, governments all over the world are like cracking down on pollution with stricter rules. And then you've got all these industries trying to go green.
Oh, yeah.
Renewable energy and stuff. And all that needs air quality experts.
So going green is actually good for the job market.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Think about all the changes, solar panels, energy efficient buildings, even totally new clean technologies.
Right.
All that needs engineers.
That makes sense. You were talking about the technology earlier changing.
Yeah.
Can you give us a sneak peek into that?
Yeah. So imagine this. Drones with sensors that can sniff out like invisible emissions.
Whoa.
Artificial intelligence that's crunching through tons of data to predict like pollution hotspots.
Wow.
It's a totally different world from like 10 years ago.
Wait, drones, like the little flying ones.
Those are the ones.
What do they even do?
So they can get into places that are hard to reach.
Oh, okay.
Like industrial rooftops, pipelines, even places after like natural disasters.
Wow.
They can go in there, collect real-time data with their sensors, and even make 3D maps of pollution.
Like eyes in the sky for bad air.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty wild.
I don't know.
And then the AI.
Yeah.
How did that even work?
Okay, so AI is like totally changing how we understand pollution.
Right.
Because like the old monitoring stations just gave you like a snapshot.
Right, just one place.
Yeah, but AI can take all that data from those stations and combine it with like weather patterns, traffic, even industrial activity, and then predict how the pollution's going to spread.
So you can predict where it's going to be the worst. That's crazy. So you can just like stop it before it even gets bad?
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we can like target our resources better, do more preventative stuff, and protect people's health better.
So this is like less old school engineering and more like a sci-fi movie or something?
Kind of, yeah.
That's really cool.
It's a dynamic field. It's attracting all kinds of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you need the engineering, but also like data analysis, AI programming, and even understanding all the environmental rules.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot.
So where are all these air quality engineering jobs? Like where are the hot spots?
Interestingly, the states with the strongest environmental rules seem to have the most jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Places like California,
right.
Oregon.
Makes sense.
And surprisingly, Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
I always thought of them as like oil and gas. Not exactly like saving the planet.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's changing though because they have so much energy stuff. They also have a ton of emissions they got to manage.
Oh, that makes sense.
Make sure they're following the rules, you know?
Right.
Plus, they're investing a lot in wind power.
Oh, wow.
Which is huge for renewable energy.
Yeah. So even in industries that aren't traditionally green, there's a need for this.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
And it's not just heavy industry either.
Right.
Like construction, that's booming everywhere.
Yeah.
Every new building needs to meet air quality standards.
Right.
So that means we need engineers who know about indoor air quality, ventilation and all that to make sure buildings are safe and healthy.
Okay. So this is all sounding pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But what's the catch?
Well, the biggest issue right now is that we just don't have enough qualified engineers.
Really?
Yeah. Even with all these amazing jobs, there aren't enough people to fill them.
Why is that? Is this just not enough people are interested?
It's kind of complicated. part of it is that there just aren't a lot of programs out there
mm.
specifically focused on air quality engineering.
Oh, okay.
Like a lot of schools offer environmental degrees, but those don't always give you the training you need.
So you could have a degree, but still not be ready to work in air quality.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Plus, you got to navigate all these crazy air quality regulations.
Yeah.
It's a lot, even for experienced people, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's all the technology. It changes so fast, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
So
you need a really specific set of skills.
Yeah.
And be okay with things changing all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So it makes sense. There's a shortage.
And there's another thing.
Oh.
A lot of the most experienced air quality engineers are about to retire.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So all that knowledge is going to disappear.
Like a whole library of air cleaning secrets gone.
Kind of.
So for people entering the field, mentorship is really important.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so let's say someone's listening to this and they think, this is for me, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What should they do? What are the first steps?
Well, a good education's key.
A bachelor's degree in environmental engineering or something similar, that's usually the minimum.
Okay.
But it's not just about the degree itself, it's about what you actually learn.
Like those new in-demand skills you mentioned.
Exactly. So data analysis, programming, knowing how to use AI tools for environmental stuff.
Right.
And then there's a policy side, understanding all those environmental regulations.
So traditional engineering mixed with like super advanced tech.
Yeah.
And then understanding all legal stuff.
Yeah, you got it.
That's wild.
And air quality is changing all the time, so you got to keep learning.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to be committed to learning throughout your career.
So what we've learned so far is that air quality engineering is growing really fast.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
But it needs a pretty unique set of skills.
Definitely.
And a love of learning.
Yeah.
It's not your grandpa's engineering job.
Exactly. And the best part is you're helping make the planet healthier.
Now, that's what I call a win-win. Okay, so we've covered a lot already.
Yeah, we have.
But don't go anywhere, because in the next part, we're going to dive even deeper into the technologies transforming the field and what it takes to become a true air quality superhero.
Yeah, stay tuned.
You know, before we get into like the skills and stuff,
yeah.
I'm really curious about the technology we were talking about before, like drones and AI.
Yeah.
Could you give us some examples of how that's actually being used?
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. One area where they're making a big difference is monitoring air quality.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
traditionally, we had those fixed monitoring stations, which were really expensive and not always in the right places.
Right. They only tell you about that one spot.
Yeah, exactly.
What about everywhere else?
That's what these new technologies are solving.
Okay.
It's because of the Internet of Things.
Right.
We can put sensors pretty much everywhere now.
Okay.
These little tiny devices on buildings, vehicles, even people can carry them around.
Wow.
So we get a way more detailed and like up-to-date picture of the air quality.
So it's like a whole army of tiny little inspectors.
Yeah, kind of.
It's way better than just a few stations.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sure.
And all that data from those sensors goes into these powerful AI systems that can analyze it and find patterns that we might miss.
So like it can tell you where the pollution's coming from.
Yeah, like it can pinpoint the source, like a specific factory.
Oh, wow.
Or even a traffic jam.
Okay, so this is like actually smart technology.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not just about finding the sources, right?
Right.
It's about cleaning the air.
Yeah.
How does technology help with that?
Well, AI is super important for developing strategies to clean the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like it can model how changes in traffic or industry might affect the pollution levels.
Wow.
So we can test different scenarios and make better decisions about reducing emissions.
So it's like a virtual lab for air quality.
Kind of, yeah.
So we're moving from reacting to air quality problems to like preventing them.
Exactly. And it's not just in cities.
No, we...
Drones are being used to monitor air quality in remote areas, disaster zones.
Wow.
Even to track smoke from wildfires.
Okay, so they're really useful.
Oh, yeah. They can get to places that are hard to reach.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
it's like a high-tech air quality detective.
Yeah.
Okay, so even with all this cool technology, we can't forget about the human element.
Right.
What are the skills and qualities that are important for air quality engineers?
Well, you definitely need a strong understanding of science and engineering.
Yeah, for sure.
Like chemistry, physics, environmental science, all that.
Right. You need to know what the pollutants are and how they work.
Exactly.
Hmm.
But you also need to be really good at solving problems.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Air quality issues are complicated.
Right.
They involve a lot of different factors.
Yeah.
You have to be able to think critically, analyze data,
mm-hmm.
and come up with creative solutions.
So just like a detective,
yeah.
An air quality engineer needs to put all the clues together and then figure out the root of the problem.
You got it.
Okay.
And once you figure that out, you have to be able to communicate it to like government officials, policymakers, even to the people who are affected by it.
Yeah, so you got to be able to explain all this complicated stuff in a way that everyone understands.
Yeah, and you need to care about the environment.
Yeah.
Like having that drive to make a positive impact on the world, to make a healthier and more sustainable future.
Yeah, so it's not just a job.
Yeah.
It's something you're passionate about.
Definitely. So if you love science, you like a challenge, and you really care about the environment, this might be the career for you.
Okay, so you've convinced me.
Oh.
How do I actually get started?
So first, you need a good education.
Okay.
A bachelor's degree in environmental engineering or something similar.
Okay.
That's usually the minimum to get started.
What about master's degrees or certifications? Are those worth it?
They can definitely help you stand out.
Okay.
A master's degree lets you focus on specific areas of air quality, like atmospheric science, pollution control, even environmental modeling.
Okay.
And certifications prove to employers that you know your stuff.
Are there any specific certifications that are really good to have?
Yeah, there's a few.
Okay.
One is the Qualified Environmental Professional Certification.
Okay.
It's offered by the American Academy of Environmental Engineers and Scientists.
Wow.
And it's really respected in the field.
Okay.
It shows you understand all the environmental principles and practices.
So it's a seal of approval.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What else?
There's also the Certified Environmental Manager Credential.
Okay.
Which is more about environmental management and following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're into indoor air quality, which is getting more and more important, there are specific certifications for that too.
Cool. So there's lots of options.
Oh, yeah.
For continuing education.
Yeah. And it's important to keep learning even after you graduate.
Right.
Because air quality engineering changes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to stay up to date on all of the new technology and rules.
Yeah. So it's really about lifelong learning.
Yeah, for sure. It's a challenging field, but it's also really rewarding.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You get to use your skills to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. So this is a career that's both intellectually stimulating and meaningful.
Definitely.
I felt like that.
And even if you're not an engineer, you can still make a difference in air quality.
Oh, yeah. How?
You can support policies that promote clean air.
Okay.
Advocate for better transportation options.
Mm-hmm.
Even just making choices in your own life that help the environment.
Right.
Every little thing helps.
Oh, they can all play a role.
Definitely.
All right. So we're at the end of part two.
Yeah.
But don't go anywhere, because in the final part, we're going to zoom out and look at the big picture.
Yeah.
The future of this whole field. We've talked about the technology and the skills.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about like the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Where does air quality engineering fit in globally?
That's a really important question.
Yeah.
Because even though air quality is a local issue,
mm-hmm.
it's connected to everything that's happening globally.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
Pollution doesn't start at borders, right?
Right.
What happens in one country can affect other countries.
So, like, something happening in China could affect the air in California.
Exactly. Air currents can carry pollution across entire continents.
Yeah.
And then you've got climate change making everything even more complicated.
Right.
Rising temperatures can actually make air quality worse.
Really?
Yeah. Because it increases ground level ozone.
Mm-hmm.
It causes more wildfires.
Oh, why?
It makes respiratory problems worse.
So this is like a huge problem.
Yeah.
Way bigger than just one place.
Definitely.
So how do air quality engineers deal with all of this?
They're actually becoming really important on a global level.
Okay.
Think about designing sustainable cities in developing countries, setting up systems to monitor air pollution across borders, or even developing clean energy solutions that can work all over the world.
So it's about sharing knowledge and working together
to
solve a global problem.
Yeah, and this means air quality engineers need to think differently.
Okay.
They need to be aware of what's happening globally, be sensitive to different cultures, and be able to work with people from all over the world.
So it's not just about the technical stuff.
Right.
It's also about diplomacy and collaboration.
Exactly.
And understanding global issues.
You got it. And as the world becomes more connected, those skills are going to be even more important.
Yeah, I can see that.
In fact, I think we're going to see a rise in what I call air quality diplomats.
Air quality diplomats. What does that even mean?
These are people who can connect science, policy, and culture. They'll help countries work together on air quality.
Wow.
Develop global standards mm-hmm. and find solutions that work for everyone.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. So the future of air quality engineering isn't just about technology.
Right.
It's about working together to create a healthier planet.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've come to the end of our deep dive into air quality engineering.
Yeah.
Hopefully we've given everyone a good overview of this field.
Yeah.
From the technology mm-hmm. to the global challenges.
Definitely.
And of course, the amazing opportunities.
Yeah.
It's been great talking with you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And I hope everyone listening is feeling inspired.
Yeah.
About the future of air quality engineering
mm.
and its potential to make the world a better place.
For sure.
Before we go, I want to leave you with one last thought.
Okay.
You've talked a lot about the big picture.
Yeah.
But change starts with each of us.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do in your own community to make a difference? Maybe it's supporting better public transportation
right.
or businesses that are environmentally friendly
mm-hmm.
or even just walking or biking instead of driving.
Yeah, all those things help.
Even small actions can add up.
Definitely.
To make the air cleaner and the planet healthier.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning.
Yeah.
And keep breathing easy.